All right. Well, I'm thankful that God made a way. You can be seated. I'm glad there's a way. You know, can you imagine if this is the message I had to tell you all today? Everybody that's been really good this week gets to be with God, and everybody that's blown it on an issue, God's not going to have anything to do with you. Can you imagine? Well, first of all, here would be the problem. I couldn't tell you the message because I haven't made it through all week doing everything God wanted me to do. But there's the grace of God. He made a way that He's going to stay with us even when we wander off. He's going to bring us back to ultimately be what He's made us to be. You say, well, how in the world, after I connect with Jesus Christ, how do I go in and go on and go with God? Well, we're going to talk about this nature of give. God's a giving God. God's Spirit gives. The Holy Spirit gives. The nature of God, one of His natures is to what? Give. Last week we talked about we got to give it up to get it going. All right? This week, we're going to talk about giving in so we can go through. You got that motion? When we give in to the things of God, then we can go through the fires of life. Can you remember that? How many of y'all realize if you're going to do what God wants you to do, there will be some friction somewhere. Amen. There will be some friction somewhere. And so we have to work on giving in to the things of God. Well, We find God's people in a struggle with the government in this episode today. How many of y'all have ever struggled with government? Yeah, okay, well, it's a common thing. It goes on. How many of y'all have ever heard anybody just say, I can't believe our government's doing this? Well, this is a current situation, and it was a past situation. There are governments, and they make decrees. We've got a king. King Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel chapter 3, King Nebuchadnezzar. He's located in Babylon. Just so you might know, Babylon now is currently Iraq. Absolutely. And so this has been going on down there for millenniums and millenniums and millenniums. They've had kings making decrees. And so Saddam Hussein was not their first crazy leader. King Nebuchadnezzar was one of them. And here he goes. He makes this decree, Daniel chapter 3. And he says this. He's going to build him an image. Uh-oh. How many of y'all working on building an image? Oh, come on. Come on. Now watch this. I'm going to show you something. How many of y'all have got an image you've ever given in to? Work with me. Anybody ever done that? I've done that. Seriously, how many of y'all have given in to an image? How many of you ladies ever changed your hair because you was looking at one of those magazines and that hair did look cute and you put it on your head too? How many of y'all found out you had to have the rest of the package to go with that hairdo for to make it shape up? See what I'm saying? Yeah. But we do that, don't we? We can be driven by images. We can worship images. Young people, do y'all have any images that might guide the way that you look? Brad's indicating, Jack, that you were one of his images that he tries, and you're far away from that, Brad. But there's images that drive us. Yeah. What does MTV sell every day? Image. They've made billions of dollars on image. You all are dressed just like kids from the West Coast. And that's because MTV sets the dress patterns for our young people. That's why they make big dollars to run an ad on them. Because they have so perfected this art. They know that young people will do what they image. So King Nebuchadnezzar apparently was very aware of this whole image thing. So what he does, guess what he does? He builds him an image. 90 feet high, 90 feet wide, and he gives this decree. He wants everybody to bow down to the what? Image. He says, you bow down to the image, everything will be all right. You don't bow down to the image, I'm going to kill you. Now watch this. Isn't it interesting that if you have a false god, you have to create a rule to go with the false god. You have to make people worship a false god. The true God just says what? Come follow me. I want you all to see the difference in philosophy. If you notice, there are countries that have certain religions that reign over them, say like Islam. And in the government, if you don't do exactly as that code says, they kill you. So thus, you look like you're conforming to the image of that particular structure. Now, I know somebody will go, Pastor Steve, you're being politically insensitive to other religions. So, when have I declared to you all that I was tolerant, sensitive, or negotiable on anything? Yeah, welcome to an old school Southerner. There's some things that are absolutely true. And whether we get together and sing Kumbaya and share daisies with one another and be friends, that doesn't make things untrue. Look, same thing here. 90 feet high, 90 feet wide, and what? Image of what? Gold. And he says, everybody's got to bow down to that. Now, don't act like that's a foreign story. There are things every day we want to bow down to. I just thought it was interesting. It was made of what? Uh-oh. Now, let me ask you another question. How many of you have ever bowed down, meaning this, determined a decision in your life based on the gold? I was in school in ancient time back in the 80s, university back in the 80s. I bet, some of you were back there with me, I bet out of a campus, Western probably had 13,000 on campus at that time, and I bet out of those 13,000, 9,000 of them were accounting majors. Because at that time, I mean, we had theater people trying to be accounting majors. Can you imagine how crazy that was? Because everybody was going for the what? I mean, this was Reagan's era. We were trickling down everything. Remember? They gave us all what? It started the... Anybody remember those? Hey, some of y'all are this old. Not many of you, but some of you. We all could get a what? Credit card. Because it was all going to trickle down. It trickled down all right. Huh? And we were going for the gold. Image of gold. Now, it's just interesting to me that gold is mentioned a lot in the Bible. Gold. We tend to want to worship the gold. Well, let me project an image to you. We have Nebuchadnezzar's image of gold, and then we have this metaphor, this very image language in Revelation talking about heaven. And what did it say the streets would be like? Gold. Now connect this. Our gold is God's blacktop. Is that not wild? Our national security. Our economy, and we saw this week, yeah, what stability. Our great economy, its standard is heaven's blacktop. So just keep this in mind, because we can fix it to go through the fire. Keep this in mind. So Nebuchadnezzar builds the best he's got, gold. Here's all I'm telling you. When we start dealing with gold, it's not enough to get you through the fire. It'll buy you some nice clothes, buy you a nice car, you have a nice house, you can project great image, but it won't get you through the fire. That's all I'm telling you. Okay? Like when you get cancer and you're going to die, you can't buy your way out of cancer and you can't buy your way into heaven. So there come some things in life, there's going to be a greater image than the gold. Now, there were some boys hanging around. I want to get to those boys. Verse 8, chapter 3 of Daniel. And here was the decree. When the music starts playing, it was kind of like playing one of those cakewalk games, okay? When the music starts playing, you bow down to this big golden statue or in the direction of the golden statue. And when the music stops, everybody can get on and go about their day. Y'all kind of got the system here. Well, there were these three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew what God had said, and they were going to give in to what God had said, and they were pretty cool about knowing what God had said. Now, this is a tip for every one of y'all going to college, and even those of you still in high school, here's a tip. When you read your textbook, the first sentence and the last sentence, if you'll read those two, you'll get an idea where they're going. Now, these boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were some bad brothers. They knew that when God declared the Big Ten, they knew when God gave the law, the first thing He said in the law was, "Have no other gods before me." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "That must be really important." So when old Nebi built his big statue, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego gave in to what God said instead of what the king said. Now we have that challenge every day in our lives. Amen? I mean, it's every day in our lives. You know, young people, every day. And listen, hey, I'm not buying this. When I was a young person, I sat where you knew there was like these old preachers look like me, and they'd come over and go, "Now, young people, we know you struggle deeply with peer pressure." Like it goes away at 50. Why do you think plastic surgery is the number one surgery in America? Let me help you. Peer pressure. What? It never leaves. Don't think that you're going to turn 20 and all your peer pressure is going to go away. There's pressure all the time. Just say it with me. There will be pressure. And where there is pressure, there will be fire. How many of y'all been through the fire yet? If you hadn't been, you're going. Kind of like being a motorcycle rider. There's two types of motorcycle riders. Those who have laid it down and those who are going to lay it down. Those are the two types of riders. Thank God I've had mine. So hopefully, you know, you've laid it down and you don't have to lay it down again, okay? You learn something. It's going to happen. You're going to go through a fire in life. Somebody's not going to like you. Somebody's not going to like what you stand for. Somebody is going to go against where you want to be. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're going to get ratted out on. Verse 8. They don't bow down. They give in to what God said instead of giving in to what the world says. See, I'm going to ask you to give in, but just give in to God. You need to give in. Apparently, it's natural to give in because I find if you get bugged long enough, what happens? Give in. And if you don't think you're going to give in, just have an adolescent female. They will wear you down. Eventually, guess what you say? Oh, go. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. It just keeps coming. It's like the Energizer Bunny. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da You know, we got to make this happen. Look at here. Daniel had established inside his buddies, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the ability to stand. If you went to the first chapter of Daniel, the whole journey of the book of Daniel starts out when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and their lead buddy, Daniel, would not eat the food of the king. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. Before we get to this dramatic story of standing, here's what I want you to know. I'm going to talk to them for just a second. Y'all listen in. If you don't stand on the little things now, you won't stand on the greater things later. I'm going to level down with y'all. Most of you are who you will be the rest of your life. Ain't much changes. When I go to a high school reunion, ain't much change. The same guys that had red eyes coming into the dance when I was in high school are bald-headed fat guys with red eyes now. And instead of looking like they're in their 40s, they look like they're in their 60s. Because drugs do have an effect. Have y'all noticed? You know, when somebody says they're 30 and everybody goes, ooh, what happened? Effect. Will marijuana hurt you? Yes, deeply. When you're 40 years old and you're going, hey, dude, can you give me a loan? Effect. Like, no loan. It affects us. Little things affect later things. Just remember that. And guess what? So that means if you can stand on the little things, then God can give you the greater things. And here's the deal. And don't be whining when you didn't stand on the little things.
Like if you decided to make F's all the way through high school, don't whine about $10 an hour. Because what you decided when you were 15 was, I want to limit my opportunity in life. You made that conscious decision. And you can do anything great you want to. You don't have to go to college to do great things. I want you to hear that. That's a straight up truth. You really want to make money? Learn how to lay tongue and groove wood floor. Cost a fortune. And if you're good at it, you can make a fortune. But do it with what? Excellence. But you know what? People go, well, I'm just going to work construction. You have to know math to work construction. You can't just go out there and nail boards together. It'd look like I did it. They won't pay you unless it's a good job. But guess what? You can do it. But see, you got to pay attention to the little things to see the great things. You know, everybody likes it when the lights come on. I saw some boys Friday night. We had a little scrimmage. We turned the lights on Friday night. Of course, on Friday night, they all had wristbands on, and they were painted up, and they were jazzed up, and they was ready to see some great things happen. They had wristbands on? Because when you put wristbands on, the other team just goes, oh, I'm so scared, you have wristbands. And they just back off, and you don't even have to block them. You can just go to the line and go, sit hut, wristbands. And they just step back and let you have it. Guess what they found out? The team didn't care about those wristbands. They had their head low and they had their techniques down. And here's where they'd done a little bit better job. Instead of wondering where they used to be, they started wondering about where they were going to be. And they started working on the little thing. And the little things became a big thing. Now you see, these boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had already stood in the little things with God. So when the big thing came down, they knew how to stand. I'm just giving you a heads up today. Give in to the little things. Love people. That seems like a little thing, but it's a big thing. Be nice. That seems like a little thing, but that's a big thing. And somebody going to rat you out when you do the things of God. And it's usually a nerd. I'm going to tell you right now, I found that in the Bible. Look at here. Right here down. Who rats them out? An astrologer. I don't know about y'all, but I had a hard time following. How many of y'all just got a hard time following the rules? I've always viewed rules as suggestion for common behavior. And rules. I don't like rules. But I know we need rules. We need rules because we have people that can't think. And so when you have people that can't think, you have to have what? Rules. And you do need some rules, some governing rules, because like if we had just an interstate where they said, go as fast as you want, we couldn't handle that in America. Now they can handle that in Germany. They got an Autobahn and you can go as fast as you want. You got three lanes, fast. But in America, we'd have somebody from Allen County going 25 miles an hour in the 155 mile an hour speed limit zone. Looking around. Here comes somebody. No, we couldn't do that in America. Because guess what? If we could go as fast as we want, we'd be designing cars that would go faster than we need to. See what I'm saying? We'd just go crazy. But anyway, what that has to do with this is nothing. And so let me tell you about verse 8. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego getting routed out by the astrologers. Look at this. At this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. I can hear them right now. They said, King Nebuchadnezzar, oh, king, live forever. See, you know, these kind of people are always kissing up. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, king, live forever. Now, I'm going to show you something. Everybody that's ratting you out has always got an agenda. Y'all found that to be true? Here's what else I've also found out. People that are always pointing out everybody else's sins, I'll give you a head up. That's the one they struggle with. How many of y'all have heard everybody that's talking about everybody else having an affair is usually the one having one? because it's on their mind. And you notice something? This is just for note. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the Jews did not create a petition organization protesting giant statues. Can you imagine in the Christian community if we took all the money, all the time, and all the resources that we've taken to have all these protest organizations and we just lived out our faith, how far along we would be? But Christian people aren't smart enough to realize there's only one reason protests continue on. Because protests take organization. And organization takes money. And organizations need administrators to administrate the organization that's protesting so people on top make big money. That's why we protest. In fact, my favorite bumper sticker, focus on your own family. Now, here's my problem with it. It hasn't changed anything. Nothing's getting any better. We can yell at the statue all we want to. It doesn't make the statue better. But we must make a choice individually as we follow Jesus Christ and say, you know what? I'm not going to bend to the statue. I'm not going to live in the direction of the statue. I'm going to go a different way. And when some astrologer rats us out, we will stand before the king. Here comes a little astrologer. You know the boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Uh-huh. They're not bowing down King Nebuchadnezzar. Uh-uh. They won't bow. They are not. You said bow down when the zither and the lither and the harp and the band start. They are not bowing down. King was furious. Furious. But you got to see this verse. But there are some Jews who have... whom, don't you like, they use great English here, whom you have set over the affairs of the providence. Now, what did these boys want? Their job. I'm telling you, not all the time, but like 98% of the time, it's about the gold. It's about the power.
Look right here.
Guess what? Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summons Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up?" Then he said, "At the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harps, the pipes, and all kinds of music, if you're ready to fall down and worship the image I've made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" How many of y'all got confidence? You've given in to God far enough, you know God's going to come through. Well, you really need to believe this stuff. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. We're all going to die. How many of y'all have come to that conclusion? How many of y'all have looked around and gone, you know, they're dead? And then you go, they look like me. I always love people that are shocked. They go, they died and they're my age. Yeah. I've seen death go across the board age-wise. I've never read in this Bible where it says you're guaranteed to 90. It says you're guaranteed to die. I've also read in this book that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're guaranteed to live. Amen. Isn't that, you can clap on that one. That ought to be some good news. Y'all be going, well, thank God. Thank God. Look at here. This is so cool. They won't do it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar." Watch this. Notice how they don't go, "Oh, king, live forever." You notice that? They're not impressed with him being the king. Now, they're honoring to him being the king, but they're not impressed with him being the king. Now, please don't send me 100 emails of this, but I just want some of y'all to know. George Bush is not God. I want you to hear that. And I know for a lot of you go, "Oh my gosh, I'm a Republican and Christians are Republicans." No, they're not. Christians are following Jesus. Right-wing conservative political people follow that other mess. Jesus will not yield to a political party. He won't bow down to our stuff. Jesus is not a Republican and he's not a Democrat. He's not even independent. He's God.
Amen.
Yeah. When he makes a declaration, it works. When Jesus says this is what we need to do, you don't have a mess, you have a completion. That's how we know we're not and he is. So, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, they said, you know what? It doesn't matter what you do, Nebuchadnezzar. We're not going to serve your God because we serve a God who is able to deliver us from the fire. And even if he doesn't deliver us from the fire, guess what? We're better off following him burned up than we are bowing down to you. So let me boil this sermon down today. Faith over fire. Faith over fire. They had given in with faith to such a degree that God was going to come through that you couldn't get the fire hot enough to get them to worship what wouldn't work. Nebuchadnezzar, I don't know what he was nervous about. It looks like to me that like furnace at any temperature would burn you up enough. What do you think? Y'all help me here. He declares, get the fire 7 times hotter than you've ever made it. He had the fire so hot, they bound these boys up, they put ropes on them, they had their turbans on, all that good stuff, that the soldiers burned to death as they put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in there. How many of y'all found that to happen? The madder you get, the more things mess up. I found that when you throw your lawnmower across the yard, it does not repair it, but it causes other things to be damaged. But for some reason, in the middle of that swing, you feel like it's a healing touch. Any of y'all ever had that problem? I remember one time I had a pressure washer. You know one of those little gas-powered pressure washers? And my son, stuff that does not start can send me. I mean, I'm telling y'all don't need to be near me when this starts happening. Demons crawl up in me like you ain't never seen. And it wouldn't start. It wouldn't start. And Blake was a little kid, and he looked at me, and he goes, Daddy, why won't it start? I don't know. I speak in tongues when I get mad like this. I don't even say words. Well, I do, but not the ones you need to hear. All right? I pulled it again. It wouldn't start. And it was about this big. It was just a little Honda kind of thing. I took that thing and I went, boom! Slammed it on the ground. I went, boom! I want you to know for 7 years, my son thought if something wouldn't start, if you just slam it on the ground, it'll start right up. You know, kind of like when you pull a calf and it's not breathing yet. The first time you see that, when they slam that little calf to the ground, all of a sudden it goes, oh, hello, you know. I was like, man, I thought the vet was killing that sucker, you know. Yeah. Furious with rage. I just want to tell you, when we get furious with rage, I don't know how to make this any plainer, we grow stupid. Rage will cause you to do stupid things. He gets the furnace so hot that he kills his own men. How many of y'all have been so angry that you've killed everything you've loved that surrounded you? Over your image. And you know what'll get me rageful? When my image is not coming through. How many of y'all have ever been on vacation? How many of y'all ever got a vacation brochure? Watch those things. They lie. How many of y'all ever took the brochure with you and when you arrived at the location, you wondered where you were? How many of y'all ever planned one of those vacations where you thought it was going to be relaxing and enjoyable and like everybody in the family was going to behave and it was just going to be wonderful? And as you have this image in your mind, it's 90 feet tall, 90 feet wide of how this week's going to be. And as you leave and depart for this vacation, you're departing with 2 children throwing up. This causes fury to begin to circulate. It's not the image I had. Sometimes we get furious. Like, I really didn't know what marriage was going to be like. I've been a little surprised. I can tell you that I had an image, didn't I, honey, when we got married? And you had one, too. I called hers Bubble World. Elizabeth lived in one of those little bubbles, you know, you shake up at Christmas time and the snow falls down. And she would go, well, why aren't you home? I said, because that's Bubble World. That's dominant. And I had some bad worlds, too, that I lived in. I thought you could just do what you wanted to do and have a wife and everything's going to be all right. You know what you call that? A divorce. So you need to be aware of that. That's what you call a divorce. So guess what? We had some false images that we had what? Bowed down to. And then we bowed down and gave in to God's image. So guess what? I don't know what happened here, but I don't know why King Nebuchadnezzar was so scared. He had to go get his strongest soldiers and turn the furnace up to its maximum heat. I guess he thought their God might work. You know, I've always said this. Why are people so upset about praying in public? I mean, if the nativity scene doesn't have any power to it, then what's the big deal? It's just interesting to me. Like, people have a big deal. Well, you can't pray at a football game. It ain't going to help the game. I mean, if you ain't got a line, God's going to look at you when you pray and say, Lord, help us win. He's going to go, you ain't got a line. But it's the art that, hey, God's involved in everything we do. You know, I just don't understand. If people don't believe in Jesus, then what's the big deal? I mean, what's the big deal? If I'm praying to a God that doesn't exist, that doesn't make any effect, what's the big deal to them? Why are they so offended at the name of Jesus? Why was Nebuchadnezzar so concerned when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, our God will deliver us? Why is everybody so intense when God shows up? You see, they didn't have to defend their God. You know why? Because they were willing to live their God. I don't have to defend God. I hear people all the time, they tell me, they say, well, Pastor Steve, I don't believe in Jesus. I say, okay. They go, I don't believe in Jesus. And then they look and go, do you believe I'm going to hell? I said, yeah. Well, that offends me. I said, it shouldn't offend me. You don't believe there's a God. Why would you believe there's a hell if there's a God? And then besides that, if you won't buy into an almighty God, what difference does it make what I think? See, intuitively in every one of us, there is something that says there is a God. Intuitively in every one of us, we've seen too many happenings with God to know something might happen. That's why we got to turn the furnace 7 times hotter and get the strongest soldiers to throw them in the furnace. They get in the furnace and guess what happens? King jumps to his feet, verse 24, jumps to his feet. And with amazement, he says, wait a minute, there's a fourth person walking around in there. Hello, look. Then Nebuchadnezzar leaps to his feet in amazement and asks his advisors, hey, how many did we throw in there? 3 or 4? There's a fourth. And he had untied them and unbound them. And guess what? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walk out of the furnace. What? And the king said, this God, this Most High God, this God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego worship has delivered them. Then Nebuchadnezzar, verse 28, said, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel to rescue his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own. Here's what I found. When you give in to God, there's no fire hot enough to contain the heat of God. Isn't that cool? So the fire within you, get this, I want you to get this before you leave here. We're about to come down and go to the house. The fire within you will always be greater than the fires that surround you. Always. So, get out of fire. Cool? Here's a good deal, too. Fire melts gold. Have you all noticed? Put gold in fire, guess what you got? Liquid gold. It won't stand solid in the heat of the fire. Put God in the fire, what do you got? A furnace with God in it. And God can't be consumed by our fire. However, we can be consumed by His. Isn't that cool? And it's in you. What did Jesus say he came to baptize with? Chase Goff, old youth pastor, intern, learner, follower, leader of young people of today. Do you remember what Jesus said he came to baptize with? And what metaphor did he use the Holy Spirit as being? He said, I came not to baptize with water, but fire. Fire. Josh Stinson, you've grown up in this church all your life. Well, not this barren river in here. You had some fire so far? In fact, your daddy's even a fireman. Watch this. Reckon there'll be some fires in college? Mm-hmm. Jeremy Heming, you reckon there'll be some fires over at Warren Central? I hope just in the heart of people. There'll be moments of life where it gets a lot of friction. Pastor Jeff, are there fires when you're a young couple and you're married? Or once you get through college and get married, does everything just ease off? Huh? A few fires. Tom Pennington, you've even reproduced fires in your life. With every child, there's a new what? It's hot, baby. How many of y'all, when you had a kid, you thought that was just going to be a comforting experience? There's another joke, 3 o'clock in the morning going, can't you hold on for 3 hours to do that when we wake up? I mean, y'all's children always pooped at the most inopportune times. It's like they plan it. You know, you're running 20 minutes late, boom, there goes the diaper. Fires, but we got to do what? We got to get through the fires. That's life. Did you learn anything today?
Amen.
How many of y'all ready to give in? I got to tell you the truth. There's a reason we have Hillview Heights Church. There's a reason we go crazy about it too. And there's just one reason. And I've been through a lot of fires over this one reason. I'll continue to go through them. There is a hell, and it's real. And whether you want to believe in it or not really doesn't make it not exist. It's real no matter what you believe. And it's available for every soul that does not receive Jesus Christ. And so every Sunday that I come here and I see that baptistry moving and I see people confessing their faith and I see you believing in Jesus, guess what? That's one less boy or girl in the furnace. Amen?
Amen.
That's one less boy and girl in the furnace. And for all you religious people, you know, if you're not into that, I'm going to let you into something real quick. You need to really question what you do believe in. Because you're denying the most important words that Jesus said. And I think these would be his most important, don't you? Oh, by the way, I'm going to give you a hint. Y'all listening, y'all got to study. I found when you read the first of things and the last of things, you begin to see the important things. The last words of Jesus Christ were not, go ye therefore and dance around altars. Go ye down therefore, go ye therefore and legislate morality. Go ye therefore and have Bible studies everywhere. Go ye therefore and make sure you disciple yourself till you never are a disciple. I think those words were, go and tell everyone what I have shown you, told you, and become to you. Go tell them who I am. I want them to know me. That's our most important issue at Hillview. And it will always be the most important issue. Because when you stand before heaven, guess what? He's not going to ask you if you went to Bible study. And he's not going to ask you if you listened to Christian radio. Because he doesn't know what that is because he didn't come to save radio waves. He came to save people. And he's really not going to be impressed if you went to some private religious school. He's not impressed with that. You are. He's not. He will ask you this. Did you have a moment in your life where you realized you were a sinner and you had broken the commands that I set forth? And did you ask me to forgive you, believing that I died on a cross for your salvation, your grace, knowing that I was alive on the third day and I'm alive today? And did you ask me to give you a new life? Because if you did, I have. And you will be with me always. If you did it your way, you'll never get out of the fire. True or false? That's the gospel. So you know what? Some of us need to receive that today, and that's good news. And don't be ashamed at that, because guess what? Hillview's a bunch of people that used to not be saved that got saved. Y'all cool with that? So it's never shameful at Hillview. When we see adults up in the baptistry, we go, yeah! Because I was there last week. Or I got saved 2 months ago. That's this whole ball game, and I want to apologize on behalf of the evangelical church that we have made Jesus Christ about every other issue than that one. And go check me on my history. Every denomination in this nation started saving souls. Go look at the history of the denominations. We didn't have these pansy preachers in the beginning of America. We didn't have a bunch of preachers. We never had a preacher do this 100 years ago. I'd like to take a survey to find out what you all think. And then I'm going to lead according to that direction. I have a word for that. I won't use that here inside the congregation. They listened for what God said and did it. That's different. Who was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego listening to? They weren't listening to the Jews. They were listening to the Lord of the Jews. That's how you get through what? Fire. Everything. Cool deal? If you need to be saved today, please do that today. Don't wait till tomorrow, because just don't wait, okay? You just don't know how long you're going to be here. I mean, just don't. Don't play with your salvation. God didn't. Young people that have grown up in this church, I know you've heard this message over and over again and over and over again and over and over again. And every Sunday you see people baptized. You've grown up in a church like that. I just want you to know you're fixing to go to college and most people won't even know what you're talking about. They've been in churches all their life and seen nobody baptized. That's true. And you're going to have to side stand. And in your generation now, we've started the whole thing all again. We think if we gather up in a group again that we're going to change something. I'll help you all. We've been doing that for 100 years and it ain't worked yet. Maybe we ought to try this methodology. What if a few of us actually did what God said? Try that. It's better than a bracelet or a t-shirt. It's even better than the next greatest celebrity preacher we'll have out with his new gig. Do what God said. He said you could, because He will. Do what God said today. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, I'm not scared of hell as much as I am not fearing not to be in love with you. I want to be in love with you, Jesus, because I know you love me. Fall in love with Him. Some of y'all need to step up and be baptized. Why? Because God asked you to be baptized. And He loves you deeply. Well, let it happen. Well, let's stand together. Y'all know what to do? If you've never asked Christ in your life, I'm going to ask you to pray with you. You've never asked Jesus in your life today. I want everybody to settle down. Okay, we can go eat here in a minute. The most important... Listen, we don't have an eating problem in America. We do have a salvation problem. We're fat as we can be. We're lost, though. We're fat, lost people. Now, I'm not saying salvation is going to slim you down, but it'll head you in the right direction. I need to be saved. And there's people here today that need to connect with Jesus in a real way. You ready? Lord Jesus, just pray with me. For all of you that know Jesus, man, let's just focus our energy for a minute. If there's anybody here today that doesn't know Christ, today you've heard that I'm possible. Come on. What about today? Lord Jesus, come into my what? Life. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my what? Say it with me, church. My what? Sin. And Lord, I believe you died for me and you've risen for me. If you've never asked Christ in your life today, if you just ask Him into your life, we want to celebrate with you. We really do. We want to celebrate with you. So come forward. There's no shame in that whatsoever. You come forward and you're going to have a pastor talk to you. And we're going to get baptized and declare you are God. You are God. Maybe today you need to come and just say, God, I followed you. I've asked you into my life. And I need to know, God, if you would just show me a glimpse of what it would look like if I'd give in to what you said. I need to do that a little stronger, God. He'll take you from there. Y'all been wonderful today. This altar's open. and you're real and you're loved by God, and I don't want to take your time, but I want God to have His time with you. Amen. And there are people today that are going to come that have never asked Christ in their life. And so please, I want you to pray for them. And I want you to pray for yourselves, because right now, in the name of Jesus, this altar is open. If you've never asked Jesus, you need to be baptized. You've never been baptized. Guess what? It's time to step up to the plate and say, God, I'm going to confess my faith. That's important. Well, let God have you. Yes, people are coming right now in the name of Jesus. May you leave this place changed by the grace of God. Come on, this altar's open.